Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Getting the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you would have a place to connect with your guidance and get the answers that can actually help you to make the changes that you want to make in your life. And today I have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing, special guest, and her name is DC Love. DC Love, tell everyone about you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is DC Love, but Barbara recently told me to call myself or refer to myself as the magical DC Love. So this is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel most of the time. I'm a healer and empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And if you ask Joan Rivers, she'll even say, DC, you're certifiable. But I do channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and at times the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. And prior to, like, these beautiful life-changing experiences, my background was in law enforcement. So I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I'm so thrilled that you are with me today.
Oh, yay. I am more thrilled.
I'm trying to get this.
Thank you. And I just have to say, Barbara, well, it wasn't too long ago that I actually was sitting, you know, on the phone listening, you know, to all the beautiful advice that you had to give others. And I would call in at times, and you would give me advice. So it just still amazes me to this day that I'm actually, you know, I'm on the show with you. So it's just such a beautiful gift.
Wonderful. And it's a beautiful gift to me, too. Okay, let's see. What do they want? They want me to finish what I'm doing so then I can move on to what I'm going to be doing next. Okay.
Are you going to tell everyone about how amazing you are, Barbara?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what to say about Barbara and who she is and what she does. And okay, let's see. What do you guys want me to say? All right. So I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I work with people on letting go of the beliefs that no longer serve them in their lives and accepting the beliefs that are in alignment with the universal laws, the universal truths. These are the truths that are true for each and every one of us. They have no exceptions or exclusions, which is not usually the way that we work. We usually think, okay, those people over there get this in life, and those people over there get this in life, and that's us putting our little exclusions in. And so when you are coming from the universal laws or the universal truth, then what's true for you is true for everybody else. And so if you look at your life through particular viewpoint, that what is true for you is true for everybody else, and you find even one person that it's not true for, that tells you that that's not actually true for anybody. That's just something that you might have been taught or you made up and decided was true for you. So you can change that because it's not actually true. And I don't know where I was going with that, but that's where I went. So that's what I help people to see and to let go of and to replace it with what is actually true for everybody, not just for you, not just for the person, the people who live on that side of town, not just, you know, for any particular group, but for everybody. And it really is a way of opening you up to what's available in your own life. So that's what I help people to do, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I really enjoy it. So if you ever decide that you want to experience that for yourself, I do offer a free 20-minute discovery session. It's a one-time only thing. So if you've never had one and you want one, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the Schedule Now button and book a discovery session. Remember, it needs to say discovery session because that lets me know that you are ready to start exploring your own beliefs and eliminating those beliefs that no longer fit in your life. And that's part of the beauty of life, that we get to decide what fits and what doesn't. Okay, is that enough about me, DC?
That was beautiful. Thank you, Barbara. That is enough. That was awesome.
Okay, well, then we will move to callers. And our caller is from area code 937. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What can we do for you today?
Hello. I want to know how or what I need to do to get out of my own way to let change come into my life. It's like I'm stuck and I'm tired of it. I want love, happiness. You know, I just want to be, I don't know, I just want change. And I feel like
okay.
I'm just so stuck. It's the same thing every day. Get up, go to work, get, you know. And I'm just stuck in a rut.
Well, then let's see what kind of messages we can get for you to get you out of that rut. So, DC,
you
can go first.
Thank you. Hi, Sandy. This is DC. Thank you for calling in. The first thing I'm getting is focus. That's what the angels are saying. You have to be focused. Use your thoughts and your to do what you want to do, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, when you have people helping you, it does help, you know, for things to move a little bit more easily. But I'm getting, you don't have a balance. Number one, I'm saying that you're unbalanced. That there's not
okay.
a balance between your work, your rest, and your play. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, everything has to be in balance, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And just, you know, just let that beautiful person inside come on out because you have a light that is supposed to shine upon the whole world, okay? And sometimes you sort of struggle with that beauty within you, your inner magnificence. You don't resonate with it. And God and the angels
mm-hmm.
want you to see how beautiful you are, okay? And really become comfortable with all aspects of yourself, Sandy, okay?
Okay.
Because when you let that inner radiance come out and shine, you're going to attract, you know, what you're looking for, okay? So it all starts with you. You have to love who you are and just, you know, really get in touch with that beautiful person within. But I am feeling that there's some healing that has to occur as well. Something that stems from, maybe like a mother or a mother figure. I'm getting there's something to do with a mother. Okay, and there's some healing done, releasing
okay.
and healing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, because
yep.
I'm getting old issues that really have to be cleared out is what I'm getting. Does that make any sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It does.
Okay, so I mean, I'm getting that. I'm just trying to see what else the angels are giving me. Okay, and just what I'm getting for you, I don't know if you like the color silver. I don't know if you like to wear silver jewelry or maybe just, you know, like the color itself, but that's going to be a very beautiful color for you. It resonates with you really highly at this time.
Hmm, okay.
It's going to help you. You know, really be, you know, calm and serene. It's going to, you know, expand, like, your awareness. It's going to spin you and bring healing, like, through purification and release some of, like, the sort of, like, the toxic energy within you, okay? So really, you know, just start, I don't know, like you said, if you don't, you know, wear silver jewelry or whatever, just even, like, something silver, like a piece of material to resonate with. But silver is going to be really important for you at this time as well. Okay, and,
okay,
are there some issues like with family right now? Because I'm getting the word boundaries.
Issues with what?
With any family or friends or anything? Because I'm getting that you really have to start setting boundaries.
Yes. Mhm.
That's really important as well. You've got to start, you know, practicing, you know, even if they're not around, start saying no and see how it sounds, you know, like you have to have peace in. I feel like your inner peace is really disturbed when you don't set boundaries.
Oh, I just said no a matter of about a half an hour ago. It's like, no,
okay, well,
I made plans.
Oh, that's a start. That's a good start.
But I felt so bad because I never
no,
do.
No, you've got to set boundaries. You can't feel bad because it disturbs your inner peace, hon.
Okay.
Okay. And we have Archangel Ariella, yes, it's Ariella coming forward as well. And just know that you have, you know, you have divine guidance from the angels and everything. And, you know, they're going to help you, I believe, like with your family members, like the angels. But Archangel Ariella is stepping forward, okay?
Okay.
You really have to know that, you know, become aware, you know, that you have to have, like, inner peace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like Archangel Ariel is going to come in, and you're really intuitive. I don't know if you realize it, but she's bringing you some guidance at this time. So if you meditate, just maybe quiet your mind and everything, she's going to come in and help as well, okay?
Oh,
and
fantastic.
She's some of the answers you're looking for, as well as some blessings. But I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and like I said, there is like mother issues that do need to be healed, hon. God bless, Sandy.
Thank you.
Okay, Sandy. So are you ready to do some work?
I sure am.
Okay. So we are activating the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and then when you say yes, I'm going to tell you to breathe. And I can't really make it any more complicated, so we'll just have to let it go with that. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm getting is that you have part of the reason why you have difficulties with boundaries because there's this big billboard over your head that says, I'll feel guilty if I say no. So we want to get rid of that billboard because you don't need to feel guilty about respecting yourself, making your own choices about your own life. So, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the guilt? The guilt that you were taught that you're supposed to feel if you don't do what other people want you to do. The guilt that you're supposed to have there any time you're doing anything that might in any way, shape, or form make somebody else unhappy even for a second. Woo, somebody really laid the guilt on you. And so if you'd like to just completely and totally let go of that guilt and the need to have guilt for any reason whatsoever in your life, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, and would you like an infinity healing for letting go of the idea that your identity is determined by other people, that who you are is based on what you have done for someone else or not done for someone else? It's all a matter of what they are saying, what they are thinking that makes you who you are. And instead, we will install the truth, which is you are the one determining who you are. You are the one determining your identity. And other people do not have that kind of power in your life. So it is up to you to decide who Sandy is. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And how do you feel?
Relieved. Lighter.
Good. Well, that guilt thing was pretty darn big there. Let's see if there's anything else connected with that. I don't know if this was the mother thing or not. Did your mother teach you guilt?
She laid some guilt on me that was not mine. And I've never lived that down.
Okay, well, let's see if we can just get rid of that. So, would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to completely and totally release all of the guilt that your mother or anybody else has ever laid upon you, to recognize that you do not ever need to accept guilt? It is a choice, and you can make the choice of saying no. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying no. Nobody else is going to suffer if you say no. This is just you accepting that you do not need anybody else's crap, and you don't have to drag it with you anymore through your life. And if you are ready to let the crap go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. How does that go?
Wow. Lot better.
Good. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
It actually went down your, it actually went back through your ancestors. I can see little explosions
wow.
of guilt going off.
Wow. Okay. Yes, that's been there for many and many of years.
Yeah. And apparently it's something that they had been passing along, oh, generation after generation. So you stopped it. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love your show, and I love it whenever you're on. I got to listen to you. You are
well,
fantastic,
so
both
glad.
Of you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling in and, you know, helping other people who needed to let go of guilt. And that's wonderful of you to share.
Oh, well, thank you. You have a fantastic day.
You too, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. So we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 727. Hi, who's this?
This is Kate.
You said Kate?
I am Kate.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Kate, what can we do for you today?
If you could assist me with any core beliefs that are interfering with my receiving in entirety.
Okay. And is this receiving of anything in particular or just receiving in general?
Well, I was reading Catherine Ponder, which I've read many, many times, and one of her works. And she reminded me that prosperity is to prosper in all things, and that the root of that word is whole.
Okay.
So the wholeness.
Oh. Okay. Well, that answers that then. Well, let's see what DC has first, and we will move on from there.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for calling us today. You know what? I'm getting there's a situation around you, like right now. It might be the question that you're asking, but, you know, maybe you're not understanding, like, you know, the issue and stuff, because this has something to do with a past life of yours, a past life, okay? And
okay.
What I'm getting is, you know, issues that you had in the past are basically here and they're, you know, presenting themselves as circumstances in your life. Okay, and there is learning, you know, there's lessons. And if we don't learn, you know, the lessons, they just keep continuing.
Right.
So I'm getting that, you know, you need, like, you need to clear away something from a past life. It, you know, it may be, like, you know, something was out of balance. It may be a trauma. Okay? And we're going to have Barbara work on that. And we're also going to call in Archangel Raziel, because Archangel Raziel also helps us, you know, with past life. And to, you know, surface and help us to, you know, learn the lessons and, you know, let them be cleared away as well. Okay.
Okay, DC. So you're picking up past life. You're not picking up the particular.
Well, there's something else. I'm picking up. It's like you brought something forward from a past life that you haven't learned yet, and it has something to do with what's going on with you right now as we're speaking.
Okay.
So there's energy that has to be cleared away is what I'm getting. And I'm also feeling like a little anxiety around you, you know. So I don't know what the anxiety is from. Do you feel like you always, like, do you, like, I'm getting control. You know, I'm sort of getting there's something that you're fearing that you have to let go of as well.
That's interesting.
And then the angels
are my partner talked about that this morning at length. I'm not feeling that. He was feeling that very strongly. So maybe it's that energy that you're picking up.
I don't know, but maybe you're just not even realizing, like, when he's anxious, maybe you're not realizing, but you have anxiety as well. And that's what the angels are showing me. Okay? And you need a little bit more balance. Okay? So I'm getting the word balance. But I'm also, you know, I'm seeing that you've been getting visitations from your loved ones on the other side. And they're around you as well, trying to help you. Have you felt their presence?
Not cognitively. I am aware that there is a lot of help and support from the other side. And
okay, do you get any physical signs, like maybe when you're outside or anything, maybe like feathers that you see, like in unusual places, coins, different things? Because I feel like they're really
all
like
all the time.
They're putting those in your path, like, to tell you, you know? So, I mean, that's what I was getting, okay? And I feel like you need a little bit of purifying is what the angels are telling me.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if it's a physical purification or a mental purification, but I'm getting purified, okay? And what I'm getting is even just when you go outside and you stand when it's a beautiful sunny day and you feel, the rays, like, just, you know, like, they sort of hit your skin and everything. And that's really purifying as well, okay?
Okay.
So, as I said, I'm getting, like, a little bit of purification is needed as well. And I'm getting, like, your body is trying to give you messages, and you're not listening to your body as well. I mean, at times, like, you'll feel something in your body and stuff, and that's your body. It's a body, you know, part of your body saying, you know, I'm trying to talk to you. So you're not paying attention to what your body is trying to tell you as well, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So just try to be like a little bit more aware. And, you know, when you feel like a twinge or like something, like whatever you're feeling, just like the first thought you get, you know, that usually is the most accurate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, you've been asking for help is what I'm getting. And, you know, the angels have heard your prayers and everything. And you may not be able to see it yet, but, you know, help is really near, okay? So what you've been asking for, you are manifesting. Okay, but I just feel like I'm going to turn it over to Barbara because I really do feel like you have to clear away something from a past life because it is interfering with you right now as we're speaking. Okay?
Thanks, DC.
God bless, hon.
Okay. Let's see how they want to do this. Okay, so they want you to be aware of what it is from this past life that we're going to be letting go of, because by becoming aware of it, you are actually doing what you need to do to let it go. So what do they want me to tell you? So look at your life now. Look at all of the different situations and the people and everything that's going on. And there's something there. They're showing you there's something there, but they're not showing you what the something that is there is, so that I can say what I need to say to you so that you can see it. Okay, there's a situation that keeps repeating in your life. And it has to do, money's involved, but it's not particularly about money, but it affects money. And it always has you saying no. And when you're saying no, you're actually limiting the supply of money that's coming into your life. Does any of this ring a bell?
Absolutely. Point on.
Okay. That's the past life thing that we need to eliminate. And as long as you know what it is, then that's all that I need to say about it. So we will now eliminate
it.
So would you like it in... Oh, go ahead.
Does it matter, Barbara Grace? In other words, the pattern rings a bell. What is at its core in terms of the past life? I have no clue. That's what I was hoping
okay.
they'd give us some insight into. Or does it matter what it is as long as it's healed? It's kind of like, you know, does it matter if you know the source as long as you get it healed? I don't know.
Well, let's see if they're going to word this healing of the issue in such a way that you can gain the insight as far as what it is while letting go of the need to have it there. Because sometimes
you
can do both. So we'll just...
Right.
That's what we'll aim for. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing this recurring issue that's coming from a past life that has you saying no to the prosperity that you actually want to have in your life? And by releasing the need to have this issue come up time after time after time after time, you are opening yourself up to actually understanding what it is that you are clearing up, what it is from the past life that you have brought forward into this life, so that you can make sure that you understand. This has something to do with your value of you and what you are willing to allow in your life. It has also to do with miracles in your life. So if you want this infinity healing, which is going to give you clarity about this whole past life issue, eliminate the need for it to continue to repeat so that you can gain whatever the lessons and knowledge you are supposed to gain from this, whatever this is, then just say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay, so there's something about this. It's like you've built in this little belief that if you don't,
I'm shuffling because I don't think how often does the phone rings like that?
I don't know.
I've never. I mean, it was almost, and it was like bells and whistles going off. I don't know. I found it. I just chuckled. It's like the angels.
Maybe
are saying,
it was a little reminder for you. You know.
Yeah.
I never actually answered that phone, so I really don't pay any attention to it at all.
Good.
Okay.
Good. 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 You were saying.
Now I'm checking in to see if because something changed in by that phone ringing and your reaction, and something changed. Okay, so now let's look and see what they have that is there now. It was like it helped you let go of something. Oh, I hate it when they won't give me details, but that's okay. These are your details. I don't need to know them. I can accept that. Okay. All right. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to fully love and accept you, to know that your value, your worth as a person in this world is not based on anything from a past life. It's not based on anything you've done or anything you've said or anything anyone has given you. Your value as a person is based simply in the fact that you exist. And you exist as an individualized portion of the infinite creator, God, the universe, whatever name you like. And as such, you are priceless. And there's nothing that you have to do to prove that. There's nothing that you have to be. There's nothing that you have to say. It's just who you are. And if you'd like to accept this truth about you from this moment and for the rest of your existence, just say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And how does that feel now?
Restful.
Okay. Let me check in and see if there's anything else connected with that past life. And I get that there isn't. And is there anything else connected with prosperity? And that was all tied in with your acceptance of yourself. Interesting. So you weren't allowing yourself to receive completely because you did have whatever that was from that past life and those beliefs about you having to prove your value. But now you know you don't have to prove anything, that you have value simply because you exist and there is nothing to prove. And so now the opening for you receiving whatever it is that is coming into your life looks like it's pretty darn clear there. Okay, so think about prosperity. Think about things coming into your life, something that you want. How does that feel now?
Expectant.
Good. That is a very good thing. All right, then. I think that you are ready to receive the wonderful, I'm hearing the word miraculous things that are coming to you. You're not telling me what they are, but they feel good.
Oh, Barbara, I'm getting an affirmation for Kate.
You're getting an affirmation?
What? getting an affirmation. Yes, she has to say and believe, I am open and available to the infinite possibilities of the universe. My life is an extraordinary adventure. So as she says that, you know, the angels are saying, you know, open your arms like really wide to really be open to the, you know, the beautiful possibilities that the universe wants to gift her with.
Casey, will you?
That sounds wonderful.
It does sound wonderful. Do you? I know that so often when you're receiving messages, your consciousness just sort of steps aside. Can you repeat that, or
yes,
is it correct?
I am open. I am open and available to the infinite possibilities of the universe. And as you're saying that, you're opening your arms as wide as you can. My life is an extraordinary adventure.
I got it.
Okay, I hope that helps too. I mean, I'm so glad you called in. I just felt like it, you know, it was wonderful. And I too felt like, you know, when the phone rang, the bells or whatever, it did something, you know. It sort of needed that. Like a wake up, maybe a wake up call of sorts.
Well, there's that cliche or that saying, the bells went, you know, the bells went off. Like, okay, I got it.
Uh-huh.
It felt, you know, as they say, there are no accidents.
Oh, it's yes. Yeah, there are no coincidences. I call them God incidences. That's a God incident.
It absolutely felt like, the angels and that everybody was going, we're right here with you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing with me and everyone else listening. Well,
and you
thank
know, I
you
have to
for
say the
calling
funny...
in.
Well, I want to tell Kate before she leaves us. My godmother's name is Kate. And I invited her to be with me today during, you know, this beautiful show. And when you said, I am Kate, you know, I just took that was an affirmation that my godmother's here too. So I thank you for that.
Well, do you know, that may have been, DC, in part, a sign signal from Kate that she is here with us.
Yeah, that's what I said. I took that as an affirmation. You know, that's a validation for me that she is with us. And
absolutely.
I did invite her, yeah, to just join us, you know. So I did receive that as a message, and I want to thank you.
Oh, well, thank you both for sharing.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Well, thank
God bless.
You. I will enjoy my affirmation and the miracles that manifest from it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And you have to call back and let us know about them, too.
All right. Agreed.
Okay. I'm going to meet you again, and thanks so much for calling, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we're going to go to a question in the chat room, and then we're going to get back to our caller. So this is from Daniela, and she says, I would like to ask what you and DC see about love and relationship for me. Thank you. So are you getting anything for Daniela?
I had an angel. I was just, you know, when she was talking, I had an angel just sitting there and just like laughing, you know, so the angel was very amused with her question. This angel was just laughing. It's like, oh my gosh, this is a nice question. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I don't know if, you know, Daniela is single or she's with someone. If she's single, I see someone entering into her life really soon. It could be as soon as this month. But I am getting, like, enjoy the feelings. I'm seeing, like I said, hearts all around. And if she is involved, of course, you know, it's going to get more intense. But either way, it's going to be beautiful. So that's what I have, Barbara.
Okay, let's see what they want to tell me. Okay, I'm hearing the song. I don't know what the name of the song is. I'm hearing Love is in the Air. I have no idea what song that is.
But it certainly is, and that's by the angel. That's beautiful.
Well, that's great. So be open to the love that is coming to you, because it's definitely there.
And when you have to make space, of course, right, Barbara? If you'd like love to come in, you have to create space for it.
And love yourself,
and it's
definitely.
First, yes.
So that's what I'm getting, and that's what DC got. And if that's just open you up for more questions, then we'll come back to you after the next caller. So we're going to the caller from area code 708. Hi, who's this?
My name is Anne. And
hi, Anne.
Hello. I'm having health challenges quite a bit, and I need some guidance.
Okay. So you're having health challenges?
Yes.
And are these health challenges occurring in a particular part of your body, or is it in general?
There's particular parts of the body that they're occurring. So it's not just one thing.
Okay. All right. So, DC, are you getting anything for Anne and her health issues?
Well, the first thing I'm getting, Barbara, is the angels were saying emotions. So I feel like her emotions are connected with her health. And she's got to just, you know, she's got to sort of, you know, make the connection, you know, and really, you know, to be able to see what is wrong. And I feel like she's, and you're very, very intuitive, you know, and I think, you know, if you start really paying attention, you're going to figure out, you know, how, you know, your mental, you know, like our emotions, our, you know, our mental state and, you know, our physical body are connected. But I have gotten that you've been praying, you know, for healing, and I do see healing coming your way, okay? But I feel like you've been, like, a little bit exhausted, like, physically as well as mentally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what
I'm being shown. But I am getting that, like, there are going to be positive changes coming. But I really feel like you have to watch, like I said, the physical and the mental connection. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. Like, when we get stressed and everything, you know, or anything that we're holding on to, it becomes toxic at times, and it does come out in our physical body. It, you know, it manifests, like, itself physically. So always, you know, you've been praying, and that's what I tell people to do. You know, when you ask for help from the angels, you know, I see change coming to you. And what we have to do is, you know, we have to let go of the illusion of disease, okay? And like I said, the angels are showing me that you've been receiving, you know, messages very intuitively. And they ask that you just, you know, like, meditate and follow the guidance as well as that you're getting. Because I sort of feel like maybe you might go, like, to an alternative person, some kind of, you know, alternative modality of healing is what I'm getting, as well as, you know, the regular healing. And just, you know, Archangel Raphael is our healing angel. So always call upon him to help you, like, in any situation as well. I'm feeling that you might be, like, a little, like, on, like, sort of, like, on overload. Like, you have a lot going on, and you could probably, like, use some help, like, even in the physical world. And when we, you know, when we try to do everything ourselves, I mean, that does create stress. So do you feel like maybe, like, you know, you could use some help maybe?
Yeah,
because I just feel like that, you know, that does cause problems as well. And, you know, we're, you know, in the nicer weather. Are you getting enough sunshine?
I think I could get more, to be honest with you. I really do think I could get more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, you're going to be guided to, like, a healing modality.
Well, I was thinking of that as along with conventional medicine.
Yes, and like I said, and as well, you know, add on a healing modality is what I'm getting. And just make sure that you're, you know, I'm getting, like, some, like, really physical movement is needed, but the emotions are, like, you know, the emotions are prevalent, and Barbara's going to, you know, come in and help you with that, because you have to let go. There's certain areas you have to let go. And the angels are telling me that you really just need to relax and rest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you relax and rest, then you come back and you feel more energized, and then, you know, everything seems to flow more easily. But you also have, like, negativity around you. I don't know if it's people or situations, but I'm getting this, like, negativity involved as well, hon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
Okay, so the negativity, like, you've got to really, like, you know, keep that in check and, you know, see what, if there's situations that you could avoid, negative people, if they're not people that are supporting us, they end up draining us, okay?
Right. I have been limiting my contact. I just don't respond, that's all.
Okay, I'm also getting, Anne, that you have to really breathe. I'm getting, you're sort of like a chest breather.
That's very true.
You're like in fight or flight kind of mode, you know, and that's not good either.
That's true.
So you really have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm getting a bunch of different stuff. Let's see, where do they want to go? So they want you to make a list of what it is you actually want to create in your life. And then set the intentions for having these things come into your life. It's like we get in these automatic modes where you get up in the morning and you have a pain. And you think, oh, I have this pain. And then throughout the day, you have that pain. And you keep noticing that you have that pain. And every time you're thinking, oh, I have that pain, you're actually telling your body, well, we have this pain. You're not telling your body, I don't want this pain. We can let this pain go. You're telling your body, this is a pain and we have it. So by focusing on what it is you actually want to create, you can start giving your body different instructions. You can start giving it instructions that you feel good. You can start giving it instructions that you are letting go of any aches and pains or whatever it is that it's bringing up to make you aware of what you are creating in your life. So it's a matter of taking back your power. Instead of assuming that your body knows what it's talking about and so you should listen to your body, well, your body's having a conversation with you. And if there are things that you are not ready to deal with in your life, then your body does everything it can to help you create so that you don't have to deal with it. So our bodies work both ways. They work in, you know, being healthy and allowing us to do the things that we want to do, but also in being unhealthy and creating situations where we can't do what we don't want to do. So it's an ongoing conversation, and they want you to be clear about what it is that you are actually creating in your life. Does all that make sense to you?
It does. Yeah, it does. I just kind of got taken back because I want to go ahead, as DC said, and work on the spiritual aspect, but I've been kind of knocked off balance by certain health things that have just kind of popped up. And it's kind of frightening. And I don't have a lot of, I don't have the finances to address it. That's the problem.
Okay.
So it's just kind of, it's just a little overwhelming. And I've been very good at, of not, as she had mentioned, fight or flight, just to kind of breathe deep. Know that I'm safe, know that all is well, and continue on. But here of late, recently, it's just kind of, so to speak, rocked my world and turned it upside down.
And those kind of things happen because we really need to look at what it is we're believing, what it is we're creating, which is why they want you to make a list of what it is you actually want to experience. I mean, and if you don't want to experience lack or poverty or whatever name you want to give for not having enough money for whatever it is you want, then you would put on the list you want to experience prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to find that there are certain emotions that are going to come up. Well, when they come up, don't hang on to them. Don't analyze them. Don't figure them out. Just let them go. That's what they're coming up for. They're coming up to leave. So please let them leave. So often when people decide, okay, I'm going to change my life, I've made this list, this is what I want, and they have all of these emotions come up and they start analyzing them and figuring them out and tracing them back to their childhood and doing all of this work on them, and they're actually just coming up to go. So when they come up, let them go. Just take some nice deep breaths and let them go. You don't need to do anything with them. They're just coming up to leave. Make sure you look at the list that we've made about what it is you actually want to experience in your life, that you look at it every morning, first thing when you wake up, every night, right before you go to sleep, and at least twice during the day. Just read over your list. Say it out loud. Remind yourself of what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So our bodies will naturally heal. They're designed that way. But usually we are the ones that stop them from healing. And often it's because of those things that come up that we decide we can't let go of.
Mm-hmm.
So trust your body. Trust your intuition. Trust that you are being guided in whatever way you need to be guided. And I keep checking to see if there's anything they want us to clear right now, and I keep hearing, no, there's not. But if you decide that you do want to work with me, remember, I do that free 20-minute discovery session. So you can do that, and we can clear out whatever emotions that I'm being shown it is that you need to let go of, so that you can start making those changes in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just keep that in mind. Yeah, make that list and start letting go of that old way of thinking, because it's that old way of thinking that got you to where you are now. And you're ready to move past where you are, which means you've got to let go of that old way of thinking. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So we are going to the caller from area code 857. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Catherine. I'm sorry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can you say your name one more time for me?
I'm Catherine.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I thought you said, but I just wanted to hear it once more. Okay, Catherine, what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm trying to see the angels from the other side, the dead as well, like spirits, because I feel them around me. I see sparks and flashes of light, you know, coming around me. I'm really trying to see like angels and other spirits guide on the other side.
Okay, so you want to know what it is that they're trying to tell you, or?
No, I'm trying to see them myself, to talk to the dead as well as the living, because I see them and stuff. I don't see them. I feel them around me. I'm trying to really see them.
Okay, so do you hear the messages that they're giving to you?
Yeah, I'll be hearing them sometimes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you can see the light, so you know that they're there. You can feel their presence, and sometimes you can hear them.
And I can smell the perfume. I'm trying to see them. I can't see them. I want to know what's blocking me from seeing them. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm sorry.
So you want your third eye to be open so that you can have the vision.
Right.
Okay. That tells me a lot.
Yes,
all right. So first we're going to see what kind of messages they want you to understand, and then I'm going to do some work with you on opening that third eye. So first we're going to listen to DC and see what she wants to say, and then we will do what we are guided to do. How's that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, DC.
Hi.
You're on.
Thank you, Barbara. Catherine, this is DC, and the first thing that I got while you were talking with Barbara, there's a fear that you have, and that's why you're not seeing. So there's some kind of a fear associated with opening your third eye, hun. That's what I'm getting from the angels, okay?
Okay.
And you just have to let go and, you know, just let it happen. Barbara's going to help you, of course, like to open your third eye, but you've got to let go. Let go of the anxiety. Let go of the fear. Like I said, you're hearing them. You're aware of their presence. And the angels, you know, they're with you, and they want to help you as well to let go of, you know, the fear-based thoughts you're having. And like that's what I'm getting. Like fear is getting in the way here, and that's all it is. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have Archangel Uriel coming in. And you're here because you have a beautiful mission, Catherine. You're here to share your beautiful light with the world. You're a beautiful beacon, okay? And the angels are saying, Catherine, when you walk in the room, people become so aware of your beautiful, positive energy. And, you know, you have such a beautiful heart, and they feel the love that you emit as well, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing that, I'm seeing. But I do see, like, you know, I'm getting like there's a little confusion, you know, around your spiritual path right now. And just take your time, okay?
Okay.
So just let it happen. But what I'm getting is, you know, this is an amazing time for you, especially now. You're getting so much, you know, from the angels and from the other side. You're getting so many messages. And you just have to have faith that, you know, that you connect in the way that you want, you know, with the people on the other side and with the angels, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's what I was getting, Catherine. It's just like, it's just fear-based, hon. Okay? When you let go of the fear, you know, and Barbara's going to help you with that, then you're going to see, you're going to have the clear seeing is going to open up for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and she's going to do a little bit of that work to help you open that up.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, you too, Catherine.
Thank you.
Okay, Catherine. So what they're showing me is that in a past life, and if you don't believe in past lives, then just kind of ignore everything I say. In a past life, you did have the clairvoyance, and you were actually killed for it. And so there's a part of you that says it's really not safe for you to see. And that's really not true in this life. That's, you know, just carrying over that stuff from the past to protect you. So we are going to do some clearing work around that, and we'll see what else that they bring up for me to help you to let go of. All right. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the fear about actually having your third eye open, about seeing, about having people know that you see, all of those things that remind you of the time in your past lives when you were punished for seeing, when you were actually killed because you could see, to just release all of that garbage that you've been carrying forward, all of that clutter around your third eye that you've put there to make sure that you can't see so that no one's going to kill you because you can see. And if you are ready now to have that completely and totally removed, then just say yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay, would you like an infinity healing for accepting your gifts, all of the amazing gifts that you have been given by the infinite source, God, the creator, the universe, whatever name you like to use? You came here in this life to have these gifts so that you could help other people to make the changes that they needed to make in their lives, see who they are, to open up to who they are. And you came to do all that by opening up to who you are. So if you are ready now to fully and completely accept, love, and embrace your gifts from God, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for quieting that little voice that comes up sometimes and says, you really can't do this, you're not supposed to do this, you don't deserve to do this, this needs to be done by that person over there because they are blah, 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 blah. And that's that little voice within you that's actually coming from the fears that you have about being the powerful person that you are. And if you would like to have that little voice, not so much silence, but have it educated so that it knows this is you. This is what you came for. You are that powerful, and you are ready to stand in that power. Then say yes.
Yes, yes, ma'am, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel different, better, like energy flowing.
Okay, they've cleared that stuff that was blocking your third eye, so you'll probably notice that you can actually see.
Oh, okay. So how long should I... How long should I should take to wait? Just like a couple of minutes, an hour? Or...
Well, it's already started.
Oh,
so
okay.
You don't have to wait at all.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's great.
Now, you may have people that just suddenly come up and ask you what you see. And that's fine. That's absolutely normal, actually. That's the way of you accepting the fact that you can see. So when someone comes and asks you what they see, then just tell them what you see. And I'm supposed to ask you right now, what do you see?
Right at this moment, I really don't see nothing at this moment. I see myself in the mirror.
Okay, so I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to see Archangel Michael, and tell me what he looks like.
Archangel Michael, he's a tall, he got short hair. Is his hair short?
Mm-hmm.
He's standing with a sword. Does he stand with a sword?
Yes, he does.
Because
what color
is
the sword?
I see red. I see red and white. I could be seeing wrong. I see red and white. I'm also seeing St. Michael. Yeah, I see red and white.
Okay.
Is that the sword he carries? I don't know. That's
Well, see, you are seeing. So you know now that you can see. So, like I said, it happened, and
you're going to find that it's something that develops over time, but you already know that it's already working.
Thank you. Because I read cards too. And that was, and it was something blocking me because I used to see people, but all of a sudden, I don't know what happened.
Well, wonderful. Then your vision is back, so you shouldn't have any problems with that. And just go with what feels right to your soul, to your heart. And you know that it's going to be whatever is right for whomever it is you're working with. So enjoy
it. Thank you. I keep you informed.
Okay, great.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
You too, so sweetheart.
Yeah,
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have two questions in the chat room. And the first one is from Mishimo. Okay, and Mishima's question is, I was just curious when I will have employment, please, and thank you. And let's see. Anything else about Mishima? Okay. So, are you getting anything about Mishimo and employment?
Okay. And the first thing that I was hearing is, you know, keep your expectations high. That's what I was hearing that was being whispered into my one ear. Okay. I feel, you know, like he's, or he or she, I feel like it's he. Don't give up what you're dreaming of is what I'm getting. That I'm feeling that, like, the ultimate goal is to work for himself. Is it he? Barbara?
I don't know. I feel like Mishimo's female, but I could be wrong.
Okay. It could be, but I'm sort of feeling, you know, like, don't give up, like, you know, have high expectations on your dreams. I sort of feel like there may be difficulty, like, presently at work, and it's a time to really, like, step away a little bit, maybe like a little mini vacation day off or something. And when we, you know, when we step back, we get a new perspective on things. But I'm getting that, you know, Mishimo could actually work at something that they've been dreaming about, you know. I'm getting some kind of, like, business venture would be really, it would work out if they would, you know, if they would really, you know, stay connected with their dreams. And finances are improving. Don't worry about money, okay? I'm seeing, like, more money coming in than was expected. And there's going to be a lot of good things coming your way. I'm getting possibly, like, a new job. Or I don't know if they've been wanting a new job or promotion or project, but things are really moving forward towards, you know, dreams coming true. So good things are happening. And that's what I have, Barbara.
And Mishimo is a female. Her name is Michelle. She just goes by Mishimo, and she's in Canada. Okay. Let's see what I'm getting. I'm hearing walk the walk. I'm not sure what walk the walk means. Walk the talk. Okay. Make sure that what you walk and what you talk are in alignment. There, that makes sense. Okay. So your guidance is saying okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just getting fulfillment, Barbara. I'm just seeing like I got a whoosh. There's going to be, you know, like there's going to be a lot of joy that comes pretty really, like, you know, pretty much in the immediate future. So I just got like a whoosh over me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Good news.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting that you are so capable of doing what it is that you really, really want to do, that there's absolutely nothing that can stop you except you have these your own abilities, and they want you to let go of these doubts because they're not true. You are capable of creating the life that you really, truly have always dreamed about living, that there's nothing that can stop you except for you. So they want you to let go of those beliefs that say, oh, I can't because that's a bunch of garbage. It's not actually true. You know who you are. You have this incredible light that's just radiating from you. It's like, wow. So walk that, live that, allow yourself to be who you really are, because there's nothing holding you back except for you. So get out of your own way is basically what they're saying, and start creating what it is you truly desire. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why it's so intense. It's like, wow. But they're not telling me what exactly that is, because they say that you know what it is, so I don't need to know, and I can accept that. All right, let me open my eyes and see if you see if you've written anything.
So I have
I don't see anything.
I have an affirmation for Mishimo.
Okay.
The angels are saying, Mishimo, I know feeling joyful is a major secret to a successful life. Follow your joy.
Follow your joy. Oh, that feels so right for you. So the affirmation was, I know feeling joyful is a something. What did you say, DC? Because now it's gone completely out of my head.
I don't know. It just out. Part of my success, but choose positive thoughts. You know, you have to realize that you have to choose positive thoughts to create the life that, you know, that you want. So always, you know, realize that, you know, you're creating your reality. So always, you know, think positively and connect with your joy. And also surround yourself with positive people. Barbara, I feel that's really, really important, to be surrounded by positive people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, do you feel like this is going to be like a major life change coming?
I feel like this is a huge thing.
I'm getting it's
like
a major life. And
Mishimo
is really going to discover her life's purpose. And if there's any obstacles, they're going to slowly just fade away is what I'm getting. I'm seeing like you see a tunnel. She's sort of like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And just release everything that, you know, doesn't serve you any longer, and allow the beautiful positive energy to come in, you know, and just like sort of dissolve all that beautiful adversity and any kind of obstacles that are there, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like Mishimo has to really look and see, you know, any kind of negativity, anything, you know, that's either a person, a situation, anything that doesn't serve her right now, she's sort of got to remove it. So whatever's not for your highest and your best, you're asked to just like weeds of a garden, weed out what's not for your highest and best. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, great. All right. Okay. Mishima's typing something right now, so I read that, and then we're going to go to another question from the chat room. Okay.
And I'm laughing because I'm saying weeding garden, and I have an angel showing me, like, the dandelions. And, you know, everything that we consider a weed is not always a weed, because dandelions are really beneficial to our health. And I'm actually having a cup of dandelion tea. So when I was saying, you know, weed your garden, and I was getting from the angels, but not all weeds are bad. Some of them are really good for us.
Okay, so Mishima says, that helps a lot. I can't handle negative people. Yeah, so make sure. Okay, they're saying don't be so quick to judge people and decide that they're negative, because some of the people that you think are negative are not actually negative. They are just waiting to be shown their positivity. Okay. So I guess that's like those weeds. You don't know which ones are actually
Yeah, good, and which ones are bad.
Beneficial,
but just,
yeah.
wanting. And when you think about it, feel how, like, how positive it feels. And that's going to really help. And then, you know, just send more of that, you know, beautiful positivity out to the universe. And it's sort of like you're attracting in what you're wanting a little bit faster.
Definitely. Okay. So, let's see. I've stopped talking to many friends that keep playing games. They make plans that never follow through. Yeah, you want to associate with people who are actually living what they're talking about, which is what they said that you need to do. So definitely do that. All right. So our next question
go
in
on
the
a
chat room.
I just have to ask her. I feel like a lot of movement. She's going to go on a trip with others.
Okay.
So I'm getting maybe like on this trip she's going to get like some kind of, you know, guidance that really clicks for her. But I'm getting there's going to be a trip. I don't know if
okay.
she was, you know, considering a trip.
And she is typing. And she's not typing. And now she's typing.
She's going to have to tell us, because if she's not, you know, if she's not considering a trip, it's going to be with other people. So that's what I'm getting. There's going to be she and others that are going on a trip.
And then we have to wait for her to finish typing. And then we really are getting to the other question. Okay. I love to travel. I just went to Mexico in April and in December. So she usually goes alone. Apparently, you're going on a trip with other people, so this will be an unusual
trip. This is others.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see how that comes, how that works out. Okay, here is our other question, and this is from Joy, Fun, Happiness. And the question is, I wanted to know about my love life, if I will meet someone new soon, and if it will be a long-term relationship or anything you can let me know about it or him. Thank you. Thanks
and
so much.
Could you repeat her
okay.
name again?
Joy, Fun, Happiness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting, you know, this is a time of, like, new beginnings. And I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing, like I said, she's talking about, like, a significant person coming. I feel that. This is a time, like, all different areas of her life are going to be amazing. So it's a cycle sort of like of prosperity. And I just, like, every aspect of her life, there's going to be something beautiful that she's going to discover. And I am seeing like a dark-haired man is what I'm being shown. Okay, so that's what the angels are showing me. Okay. But I'm getting that she's got to stay a little bit more grounded, okay? Because I feel like I'm sort of like, I feel like you're like a helium balloon. I'm holding on to the string and she's floating away a little bit. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be, like, a great time. She's very intuitive, and the angels want her to basically, like, you know, connect with her own intuitive side. I don't know if she trusts, like, her own intuition, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling that we're giving her the answers to things that she already knows is what I'm getting from the angels, that she knows, you know, if she would just, like, listen, you know?
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm getting. But I do see it, like, every area of her, like, you know, life is going to be beautiful. I mean, it's not just not going to be love. It's going to be, like, all the areas. This is a beautiful time. And I'm getting, you know what, like, why, you know, I'm getting there's going to be more than one person, you know. So to really take the time to, you know, to get to know a few people to decide.
Okay.
So there's going to be, like, more than one. Yeah. So that's what I have, Barbara.
Okay. And Joy, Fun, Happiness says, I totally agree. I'm not sure which part of what you said she's agreeing with, or if all of it doesn't matter. We just know that she agrees, and she's typing. And I think I just don't know when it's my guidance and when it's just me. Okay. What do you guys want to say about that? They say that you do know. You know because when it's your guidance, you feel it. It feels different. And they're right, it does feel different. When it's coming from you, your ego, whatever name you want to give that part of you, it doesn't feel the same as when it's coming from your guidance. So really start to pay attention to how it feels. You can also tell because anything that's coming from your guidance is centered in love. They're never telling you that there's something wrong with you, that if you don't follow our instructions, then all hell's going to break loose, anything like that. Nothing is judgmental about what they say to you. They simply tell you what's for your highest good, and then they say you're free to do whatever you want to do. There's no requirements coming from your guidance. So there are little things that will give you a clue as to who it is that it's coming from, and you can always ask. You can always ask who is telling you this, and you can command that they tell you who this is coming from. And usually, you know, you want to say it three times because, well, why not? Three is a wonderful number. And your guidance is always willing to let you know it's them. They're always willing to let you know who it is who's talking to you. They don't have any problems about that at all. They will never tell you, just shut up and listen to me. Then you know it's not your guidance, because they would never be that disrespectful towards you. And they wouldn't want you to be that disrespectful towards yourself. And now I will open my eyes and...
And Barbara, I have an affirmation.
Okay.
You said love and then the angel. You said the word love, and that's all I heard was love. And then the affirmation I received was, the more I love, approve, and accept myself, the better my life becomes.
That's a wonderful affirmation. The more I
love,
and accept myself, the better my life becomes.
The better my life becomes. But all I heard you said, I heard like words before and words after, but I heard love. And then I got the affirmation.
Well, she was asking about love, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
She loves the affirmation. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else they want to share with joy, fun, happiness. They say, live up to that name. Let your life be joy, fun, and happiness.
That's what she needs to do. She's got to have, you know, have a lot of joy, fun, and happiness, and that's when things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm getting, I don't know, like, how many that joy, fun, happiness has, but I'm getting she sort of has to make that circle of friends a little bit larger. She's got to get connected with more people.
Okay. You get out there and have that joy, fun, and happiness where people can see and go, oh, wow, I like her. I want more. And invite other people who are ready for more joy, fun, and happiness in their lives.
And I have another effort, Barbara. I love and accept myself completely. Yes, I love and accept myself completely in the moment exactly as I am.
I love and accept myself completely.
Completely in the moment, exactly as I am.
Exactly as
I am. That was the other affirmation.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So you got two affirmations, two for the price of one. No,
yes.
Just kidding. All right, let's see if there's anything else they want to share with you. So they're saying that this is like a new beginning for you, and she's saying that she's just finishing with school, so it's like her life is shifting to a new, I don't know. But if you think of it, that's
I'm
the one I want.
Barbara, everything is a matter of perception.
Yes.
So that's what I'm getting. Like, it's the way she's seeing things. It's you know, the way she's seeing them. It's a matter of perception, what she perceives.
And that's something that we need to be aware of, because our perception, each of us has a different perception. So even, you know, someone that grew up in the same house as you had a different perception of your life, of your parents, of things that happened. And so don't assume that everybody sees things the way that you do, because they don't.
No.
And that's one thing that people often forget about, you know, because we are each unique. We really are each unique, and we have a unique perception of the world and of what's possible and everything that's going to be happening or is happening. So make sure that you live your life in alignment with what it is you actually want to create, that you create what feels right for you, and don't let somebody else's perception become more important in your life than your own. And if there are things
right.
that you find that you don't like about yourself, then by all means, make the changes in order to bring you into alignment with creating what you really want. So don't forget about
and while
the
she's creating,
things.
And while she's creating, she's got to stay optimistic and have faith that, you know, no matter how long it takes, that she's just going to be open to all the possibilities that happen along the way. So I'm getting
yes.
optimism is really important.
Definitely. Okay. So I think that we did answer her question about a relationship, right? You said there was a dark-haired man coming into her life. She'll have more than one choice.
It's raining men is what Joan Rivers is saying.
Okay.
I see an umbrella with a hall hearts on it, and here come all the men. They're raining down on her.
Carry a good, sturdy umbrella.
Oh,
that is too funny. Okay. And she says she loves Joan Rivers. Oh, that's probably why she popped up. Well, you know, being funny, she said you all are funny. And so I was getting that being funny is actually an important part of life. When you are living that joy, fun, and happiness, then being funny is a part of that. Don't go for, you know, one of those heavy, never laugh kind of people who's always telling you everything that's wrong. You know, send them over to the camp they have for those people. And allow yourself to experience the fun of life.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Okay, I think we finished with joy, fun, and happiness. And we did Michelle. And we've run out of callers. And I thought I actually changed the show so that it would end at this time, but I didn't, according to the little clock up there. What did I change? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, I need to go back to the church. We're having a garage sale. And so that's what
awesome.
I was planning to
I
do with this month.
That is
I
so awesome. It's like a treasure hunt. I love them. You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, exactly.
That is
even when I was getting stuff together to take over there, I didn't know what I was going to find. So
that's so cool. I love it. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, thank you again, Barbara. I really enjoy coming on, and, you know, you have beautiful callers, so this has been such an amazing way to spend an afternoon. Thank you.
Yes, my callers are absolutely wonderful, and I love each and every one of them.
Yes.
And thank you, everyone, for being a part of this show. And I will be back on Tuesday, and I hope everyone has a beautiful weekend. here in rainy Oklahoma. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely lovely. I think I might need a boat pretty soon, but that's okay. So thanks, everybody, for calling in and being a part of the show. And thank you, DC, for being your wonderful, magical self.
God bless.
We look forward to talking to you all again next Tuesday. Yeah, this is Friday, right? Okay. All right, that's it. The show's over. Go home. Do whatever it is you need to do. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.